So about 2 weeks ago, I was at the Wallingford Boys and Girls Club, and I was playing basketball with a girl I'm gonna call Anna, and she's a special needs teenager, and so I was playing basketball with her, and there was another kid, I'm gonna call Steve, playing basketball as well on the same court, and it was fine for I'd say 10 minutes. Or maybe 15, and then Anna started crying, and I didn't understand why. And she was saying, I'm scared the basketballs are gonna hit each other. Steve should just go play on another court. And she kept on crying, and I tried to calm her down, but I didn't really know what to do. And I tried to explain to her that, it's not a big deal. We can just share the court. But she kept on crying, and there are other open courts. I was saying, hey, why don't we go on that other court? And she didn't, I don't know, she just kept on crying. Eventually, like Steve wasn't a special needs kid. He was a teenager. I just asked him because it was upsetting Anna, if he'd like to move. But in retrospect, that was the wrong thing to do. I don't think it really bothered him. He did, and also, he didn't move. But anyways, eventually I got Anna to go to a different court, and we played over there. But then there was one of the staff members and a few younger kids playing basketball, and Anna started freaking out again. And so, I just tried to calm her down again, and the staff member, just told her, "Hey, we have to share," and didn't really seem fazed by it. Just kept playing with little kids, and so I guess what I learned is you have to expect this kind of stuff. I haven't ever really worked with special needs kids before, so I don't know. I just didn't expect anything to happen, and also, I learned, I guess, not to give it, like, in that case, I just should have told Anna we need to share or we can move, and then just not worried about it, and then just, but I guess now I know if, for the future, I know how to react just from watching the staff, and I guess this experience really shows the learning aspect. As opposed to the service aspect of service learning, just working with kids and learning how to deal with situations is interesting and something I haven't done before.